The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's a dispute that's been going on in private for 5 years, but it is in the open now. More after this from Charlie. It's been 15 months since the Senate Intelligence Committee finished its report on the conduct of the CIA in the years after 9/11. And the word on the Hill is that its description of the overseas detention practices and the torture that took place is nothing short of shocking. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, who chairs the Intelligence Committee, is alleging that the CIA, to deliberately overwhelm her committee, dumped millions of unindexed documents into a computer provided for the committee at a CIA office. But in its haste, it provided at least one document summarizing the torture program, which seemed to prove that the CIA had lied to Congress. And then those documents began vanishing from the committee's computer, which concerned the committee's staff enough that it printed out a redacted copy of the torture summary as backup and locked it in a Senate safe. When the CIA found out about that, it confronted the staff. But Feinstein says there's only one way the CIA could have found out.
The CIA just went and searched the committee's computers.
CIA Director John Brennan denies any such thing.
We are not in any way, shape, or form trying to thwart this report.
But what we do know is that if Senator Feinstein is right, it means somebody at the CIA thinks they are above oversight. And considering that the United States is supposed to be the model of limited government, a constitutional republic with ultimate power inherent in the people who express their will in democratic elections for members of Congress, that probably needs to be fixed real soon. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.